You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Live from Harbor Center, the 11-day power play.
Have I made this joke every time we've been here? You know who looks really good out here this game we're watching? Number 11.
Number 11. They're all number 11. You probably have. I may have done it too. I went ahead on Twitter and called it the world's greatest hockey event. Was Ian Harditz liking it, Shade, because like there's almost no people in the crowd? Like, was he taking a shot at hockey or
well,
me?
Maybe he thought you were being snarky by calling it that. I don't know.
Definitely wasn't.
No, I know. I know that.
Who was being snarky when Matthew Collar responded with a tweet, "Sadly, five of the players have already demanded a trade."
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough.
That is tough. Tough. Tough crowd out
tough
there.
Tough times.
Yep.
Yes. Paul Hamilton with us now on the Wester Hotline. Paul, hello from Harbor Center. Have you just been on the phone, quote, phone,
yes,
with one of the new Sabres?
With Mr. Kesselring, yes. We just finished with him. So we had a Zoom call with him, and I don't think he was expecting to be traded, but He said Buffalo was one of the teams he liked to watch on TV because of Dahlin and power and having that kind of talent on the defense. He said he's actually picked some things up by watching them and enjoyed that. And, of course, got to know Tage Thompson very well at the World Championship, and they've already been in touch. And he said Tage didn't have anything bad to say at all about this team. He said he was really excited about it and got him excited about coming here. And, of course, he's from the New Hampshire area, around Massachusetts, so he said he's always been out west, so this is great for his parents to be able to get to games and come to games. And he might have had the best period of his hockey career here in Buffalo last December. He began with a fight with Malenstein, and then he used his bazooka of a shot to score a goal, and then he completely turned Paterka around. Paterka just weakly waved at him as he went by, and then set up Schmaltz for a tap-in goal, all in the second period. He had the Gordie Howe.
This was the game that was an afternoon game the day after the Palm Trees in Texas news conference.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah.
It was,
did he wave to Paterka in the sky today? Or did Paterka wave at him?
So if you don't know much about Kesselring and you want to see him have a good game, head back to the highlights of that game and you will get an eyeful.
What do you make of the deal, Paul? Overall, I mean, I think on paper it's very easy to be underwhelmed with the two players that the Sabres got back here. I think Paterka's clearly the best player in the trade, the most proven player in the trade, but I do think the players the Sabres acquired fill specific needs for them, and so I'm not inclined to just like go atomic here about it. I really like Paterka a lot. But I think they did team building wise, provided they do some other stuff here this summer. I think these two players can help them.
Yeah, and part of the problem is a lot of people, since they play in Utah, haven't heard of these two players. They don't know them. People don't know what Kesselring is going to bring to the team. He played top 4 minutes for Utah for most of the year because of injuries and performed very well. His numbers were excellent while doing it. And it just, they both changed the dynamic of the team. I mean, he's 6'5", he's almost 220. He doesn't love fighting, but he's perfectly willing to. I've already seen three of the fights he's had, one against Malenstein in that game. And as he said just a few moments ago, speaking to us, he goes, yeah, I don't love it, but he goes, I got to do it. He goes, that's what you, he goes, you got to be there for your teammates. And he said, I'm 6'5", and sometimes it requires you do that, and I do it. And he said, and I know one of the fights I saw against Severson of the Blue Jackets, he blew him up. He absolutely creamed him on a legal body check, and that's what led to the fight. But fans would be that is out on Twitter, and you know, just the body check that he threw on that play. His shot is elite. He kidded Thompson. He goes, you know, I had the hardest shot in the NHL for one day, and he goes, you took it back the next day. He goes, you could have let me keep it. He said, you could have let me keep it for one day, more than one day. So, you know, they spent a lot of time at the World Championships together and got to know each other pretty well. So, yeah, it's, you know, it wasn't something he was looking for, but it's happened. And he said, you know, this is the type of team he wants to come to, an up-and-coming team where he can become a big part of it. He said he's ready to take on the role that they would like him to take on. And he took it on last year and I think did a great job. But, you know, one thing they did with him is he did spend like 140 games in the American Hockey League. You know, he was drafted by Edmonton, then traded to Arizona. So he got a chance to develop. You know, he's 25 years old, and now, you know, after his first full year in the NHL, and he's had a chance to develop, so he's ready now for this opportunity that he's gotten. And I think that's a big part of it, too. And Lindy Ruff has talked about changing culture. Well, that's what this does. And, yeah, the core – Cousins and Paterka are the two that got traded, but it's not their fault. But this core wasn't working. It's as simple as that. And they're the ones that have to be traded. One wanted to stay desperately, and the other didn't. But, you know, they're the ones that got traded. But this wasn't working. And to me, that's more of the topic here, not what they got back or anything. For me, it's like, why in the sixth year of this rebuild with this general manager are people still asking to be traded? That's the topic. You shouldn't be 6 years into it and be worse than you were 6 years ago or 5 years ago and still have 23-year-old guys who just scored 55 goals in his last two games and have only been here for 3 years decide they want out. That is the question. That's what Terry Pegula should be asking right now. Why are people still wanting to get out of here after 5 years of your program? And to me, that's a lot. That's more than what we're talking about. They got back for Paterka.
That seems right. Paul Hamilton with us on the Western Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Harbor Center for the 11-day power play. If you can hear the music, enjoy that. Sort of roles reversed. Often when we talk to Paul, there's music playing behind him.
Right.
But this time it's on us. Mm-hmm. Kesselring, one of two NHL players ever to be born in South Carolina. Ryan Hartman is the other. And Doan, one of 10 ever born in Arizona. And that includes Thompson and both Tkachuks.
And Austin Matthews. I believe he's –
Phoenix.
He grew up playing.
That sounds right.
He grew up in Arizona,
I'm not sure
definitely.
Where he's born, but he
– I think that's right.
Yeah.
Both Tkachuks. All right. And Josh Doan,
right,
son of Shane Doan. Any thoughts on him, Paul? You haven't talked to him yet, right?
No, he comes up at 4, and I was listening to the start of Dreger and Ray Ferraro's podcast, and they, of course, tackled this trade immediately. And Ferraro talked about Doan, and he said, listen, he goes, this is a 23-year-old kid. He goes, people are going to like the way he plays. He goes, he's a very good forechecker. He gets in on the forecheck, which makes him very difficult to play against. He goes, he's got a heck of a shot. And he said, quite honestly, as he watched him play last year, he was just trying to find his way through the NHL in his first year through the NHL. He goes, you could see it by watching him. So he said there's definitely an upside to Josh Doan. He goes, how far that can go? He goes, that's going to be up to his development and everything. But he, you know, he just talked about his first year in the NHL, and there were signs that showed him that, you know, maybe he could be a good number three winger on your team, or, you know, somebody like that that can, you know, turn into a fairly decent player for them. And, again, it just changes the culture of this team. The Florida Panthers have shown us the last 2 years, I mean, they have a big, strong team. And if you want to goon it up and you want to play a slam-bam style, they're right there with you. They can beat you that way. They can beat you with skill. They can beat you any way you want to play it. And they have, and of course, it's a copycat league, and the Sabres have almost none of that. And, you know, the Sabres are very easy to play against because they have smaller players, and that's what they drafted. They went out and drafted a bunch of smaller players who are starting to make the NHL, but, you know, that's not what's working in the NHL right now.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I know some of the fan base is really fired up about a report from Michael Russo, longtime Minnesota Wild beat guy, that the Wild wanted Peterka and that Rossi was the key piece in the trade coming back the other way. And we talked with Chad DeDominicis about this, I think, the other day, and I think he and I agreed. Like, I don't want to put words in Chad's mouth, but for myself, I like Rossi fine as a player and as an offensive player and maybe even a 200-foot player. But he's 5'9". Mm-hmm. It's more of the same. I did not need them to go do that. I mean, I think on paper you look at his hockey card stats and you're going to go, yeah, that's your replacement for Peterka, even if it's center versus wing, whatever. That's 60 points. There it is. But I would not have liked that trade right now at all.
No, I agree.
With the caveat that they're going to do something else to address the top end of their lineup.
And during the playoffs, the Wild did not have him in a prominent role. So my question would be why? You know, he's been around long enough, and why wouldn't you use him in a prominent role? Which would give me a little, you know, to sit back and say, okay, why is that? But you went out and got Josh Norris, and I would not be excited to move Kulik out of center. I'm just not. I really saw a difference in him when he became a center, and I don't really have a huge problem with going into the season with those two as your top two centers, and you have somebody else on the team that can slide over if you need to. If it doesn't work, you can throw Thompson in the middle. He's fine in the middle. He's scored 47 goals as center a couple years ago. So I have no problem with that. And so they have a backup plan should Kulik fail or not do as well as you might think he should, or something on those lines. So, you know, I'm looking for wingers right now is what I'd be looking for that have some size that can play in top six positions.
Paul, will we hear from the Sabres on this trade, or will it wait until the draft is over, or what?
Yeah, we will talk to Adams tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, he talks at the end of both days, so he'll talk at the end of Saturday.
Right.
So after the first round?
Right.
You think? Tomorrow night.
What's that?
Adams, tomorrow night.
Yeah, after the first round.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
After the first round.
To talk to him, yes.
Okay. Any questions for us, Paul?
No, you're just enjoying hockey down there.
We are.
It's too bad you couldn't go down there when it was like 90 degrees or, you know, go into a nice ice rink. Today's kind of comfortable outside. But.
Yeah, that's true. I went and got the sweatshirt that Bulldog is wearing, so we match, by the way.
Yeah.
If you come and join us, make sure to wear the new gray WGR quarter zip. Just
I thought maybe you were wearing Hartford Whaler sweatshirts or something like that.
A Pronger jersey? No.
A Pronger jersey? Or...
I didn't bring mine. Thank you, Paul.
Paul, you still there? Do you happen to know your sponsor, Read by Heart? Because I'm using my phone for the video.
Equitable Advisors.
Equitable Advisors, planning for your futures about more than just money. All I needed was for you to start it up. And Relax Honda, relax, we got this. Hey!
Paul, you're relieved.
All right, Paul, thanks.
You got it.
There it is. Still got it. Greg Wyshynski today coming up at 4. We'll talk about the Sabres, the trade, and the finals a little bit, maybe, with Greg, who was on with us not that long ago, during the finals, I think. We talked to Greg Wyshynski. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Harbor Center. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.